Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday morning. It is 9 o'clock, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And, of course, if you would like to call in and join us today and talk about real estate or talk with my guests today or even just don't want to go outside because it looks like the rain is coming, give us a call here at the station, 513-563-1480. We would love to hear from you. So last week, I'm sorry for those that were calling in and I wasn't here. As the world of real estate goes, it's springtime and been extremely, extremely busy. I was talking to my guest. Actually, let's introduce my guest, who is one of my sponsors, Art Jarvis, Jarvis Global Investments. How are you this morning, Art?
Fantastic. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. Looks like we got in here just in time.
Yeah, stay dry today. I think that's going to be the goal.
I don't think you're going to play baseball.
Well, whether it's raining or not, I can guarantee that I won't be playing baseball. So, I'm not sure what they call what I do. So,
swing a wooden bat and hope for the best.
Right.
But anyway, going back to what I was mentioning, you know, springtime, and I've said this many times, you know, springtime is our busiest time. However, for some reason this year, my clients, my referral partners, have basically been ringing my phone off the hook, and I'm going to have 8 new listings going up this month. I've have brand new home buyers that are out looking. I have several properties that are under contract right now, and believe me, when all this is said and done, chances are I'm going to be taking a nice long cruise somewhere just to unwind and relax. We were talking before we were coming in, you know, first time home buyers, and you know, one of the things that, when I meet with home buyers is the lack of knowledge that they have about the whole process, especially first-time home buyers. One of the partners that I work with is Redfin, and they send out, you know, messages to their partner agents for, you know, hey, we've got a client that's out looking. Would you like to work with them? And, you know, first come, first serve. I get these folks. Well, I started messaging these folks on, I think it was Wednesday, and they said to me, we don't know what we're doing. You know, we found a house. We'd like to maybe buy it. Have not talked to a lender, have not looked at any kind of a budget. They just know that they've got a good credit score and they've got some money saved and they want to buy a house. Well, that works. That's good. However, let's sit down, let's meet, and let's go over everything. Let's kind of, you know, get you educated on how this all works. Because the last thing that, you know, somebody wants to do is to go through buying a home and then you end up in a situation where you're house poor and, you know, you don't have the money or your money is stretched too thin, and then you're kind of trying to see, well, what do I pay for this month? Do I pay the gas and electric bill or do I put gas in the car? And, you know, I met with these folks yesterday for about an hour. And, you know, the smiles that came on their faces after I, you know, sat and chatted with them about the whole process, because I gave them a budget tool. I gave them a couple of resources. I gave them your number because they are going to need a financial advisor. They never had one. Talked to them about, trusts and wills, and they don't even have a will. It's like you're buying a piece of real estate. And this is a mother and son that are buying a home together. The son has a fiance who's pregnant, so they're expecting a child. So there are so many things, budget wise and money wise, that are going to go into this purchase for this family. And you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring all of these other resources to them to say, here's someone you should call for this. Here's someone you should call for your will or your trust. Here's somebody you should call. Obviously, call Art for your. To help you with, you know, advising you on financial, here's a budget tool so you can write down everything you will or will not spend. Because the thing that, and I've said this before many times, when you get a pre-approval letter from a lender, it only represents your income, your credit score, and whatever debt they see on your credit report. It does not take into account what you're going to pay for utilities, what you're already paying for your fuel for your car, groceries, internet, TV bill, maintenance for the house, all those other little things that are going to come into play. Entertainment, so if you want to go out and eat, it doesn't account for that. So, so if you get a pre-approval amount, say for $300,000, well, guess what? We're not looking for a house that's $300,000. People get that, you know, that star, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I can afford that. I can buy that kind of a house." No, you could, but would you really want to? No, because chances are, you know, you'll end up not necessarily house poor, but you're really going to be stretching your budget pretty thin. And in an economy like we're having right now, you know, you've really got to be careful. You know, of course, you know, everything is cyclical. You know, there's ebbs and flows. Right now, we're in kind of an ebb, I would think. But
I like to say we're on the rumble strips on the side of the road. It's a little bumpy right now, but it's not great big speed bumps at the moment. So.
Well, that's oh wow! I just saw a flash of lightning. Yeah. Yeah, you're really not playing baseball today.
Okay, that song. That's probably a good thing. It might keep me out of the hospital.
Well, when we were talking before coming in, you know, coming into the studio, Art. I mean, you know, people right now, like you were saying, you know, people have to make choices, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you know, it's you know, you're going to the pump. I mean, we've seen gas prices from the high threes, the $5 and 25 cents here in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, the unfortunate fact of the matter is that, you know, that causes people to have to make some choices, right? I mean, if the gas is $5.25 a gallon and you have a budget, now you have to make choices, you know, am I changing what I'm eating? Am I, yeah. You know, does that have an impact on prescription drugs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. And, you know, people are just, you know, they're concerned, and, you know, you see it on, you know, social media, you hear it in conversations with your friends and your family, and everybody's just like, you know, is there an end in sight with all of this? And so I think the point we're trying to make is, you know, as you go through, especially from an agent's perspective, you know, we have to keep this all in perspective, right? We have to understand the market, what the economy is doing, and how it's going to affect our clients as we, you know, begin the process of finding them a home. Right. It also works on, you know, works with sellers as well. So, you know, like we've talked, you know, recently that, you know, the market has pretty much changed. You know, it was kind of balanced. Now it is really starting to shift towards being a buyer's market. So that being said, we understand that in a buyer's market, well, you know, the houses that are coming on the market now have got to be really close to move-in ready. They have to be very competitively priced because, you know, there really is a lot of competition that's out there right now. So to win over a home buyer, you know, there are some things that you know, people need to do with their homes to make sure that they are move-in ready. And little things like, you know, the landscaping on the exterior, making sure that the exterior, like your siding, is clean, make sure those little shutters, you know, are clean. Even simple things like making sure the blinds that are in your window are not broken or straight. Sure. Or when you have people coming through the house, make sure that the blinds are open, the curtains are open, let the light come in. People like homes that are, you know, that are nice and bright and shiny. So, and actually, oh, great. We have a caller that wanted to ask us a question. So why don't we switch over to Emily. Emily, you are on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. What can we do for you this wonderful Saturday morning?
Yeah, I was calling to ask your opinion on first-time home buying and when you think the time is right for that, especially in the economy now with interest rates and things like that.
Well, you know, okay, the honest answer is there really never is a right time to at least start the process and investigate how to begin. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of folks don't really know what's the first step. And the very first step, and I tell folks, is, you know, understand what your credit score is, right? And then...
Yep.
Do you have some money saved in the bank? Do you have some reserves? Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are the first couple of things to think about. You know, interest rates, here's the thing about interest rates. If you buy a house today and say the rate is 6.5, just throwing a number out there, in 6 months, that rate's going to be different because rates fluctuate constantly. So what I tell folks is, you know, you marry the house, you date the rate because the rate is going to change and you can change that rate every 6 months and you can refinance. But I think the key thing is that when you look at a budget now, if let's say, are you a renter now or are you living at home or what's your current living situation?
Living at home. We're looking into renting versus buying currently.
Okay. Oh, well, I've got some stuff I can talk to you about that here. So renting. Okay. Now, renting is okay. I don't take anything away from that because renting, you know, you don't have to worry about maintenance. You don't have to worry about landscaping. You don't have to worry about roof repairs. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. However, if you look at, let's say a 5 year payment, right? If you're renting for 5 years versus owning a home for 5 years, on a rental situation, more than likely your payment is more than likely going to go up, right? Because as expenses increase for the property owner, they are going to need to increase rent to cover their, you know, cover their expenses. Mm-hmm. However, in a home situation, your payment can actually go down because of interest rate changes. Plus the more that, you know, if you're paying for 5 years, you're actually also building equity, and equity is building wealth, right? Art.
Exactly. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and here's one, I like what you said about the interest rates real quick. You know, some people have a 3% interest rate because they bought or refinanced back in 2020.
Yep.
My parents in 1980 had a 14% interest rate, right? Yeah. So it's kind of a relative term, but I really like what you said about, you're kind of dating the rate. You know, you know, everyone's worried about, I don't want to buy right now because it's 6.5%, but, you know, maybe hopefully there's an opportunity down the road for you to move that rate back down. So it'd be the other point that you made that was really good is you want to get into a situation where your lifestyle is manageable, whether the economy's rocking and rolling or the economy's not doing so great. Right. So,
And that's key. So one of the things that I would suggest, are you familiar with the website NerdWallet?
I'm not.
Okay. So if you go to the website NerdWallet, they have a couple of good online budget tools that you can kind of put together because, you know, when you look at how much you want to spend per month, I mean, you have to also factor in besides just your payment for your mortgage, which includes your principal, your interest, your property taxes, and your insurance, your homeowner's insurance. Mm-hmm. You also have to factor in your, you know, entertainment, groceries, gas, cell phone bill, internet bill, utilities, all of it. So if you start compiling all of that data and you start looking at it and you say, you know, to yourself or to you and your partner, my gosh, you know, can we afford to do this? This is everything that we're going to pay for the month. You can start adjusting here and there, and then you can say, okay, this is a payment I'm comfortable with. Then you can kind of look at, well, then how does that factor? How does that look for a mortgage and how much of a house can we afford? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. When it comes to like saving up money for like the down payment and being able to, you know, buy a house, I currently have a savings account in a high yield savings that makes about 3-4%.
Nice.
But I was thinking about pulling some of that money and investing it into like an S&P 500. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, great question. Let's talk time frame here. Okay, what kind of time frame are we looking at?
Nothing super like urgent or anything. I'm currently in school and finishing that up in the next 3 years. So,
I mean, here's the reason for the question. I mean, you know, the fact that you're in the high yield account, if you're earning somewhere between 3-4% and that money, you're going to need that money in the next 6 months to a year. Fantastic. That's exactly where you should be because no one can guarantee you what the S&P 500 is going to do over the next 12 months, right? Now, as you get further out, if you're talking a five-year time frame, yeah, I would definitely say I might not take all of it and put it in there, but I would start to dip my toe in there. If I have a five-year time frame, I'm much more comfortable with 5 years than I am 1 year or something like that. So, yeah, it's a good question. It really just comes down to what's your time frame. Because, you know, as we're well aware here, especially in the last couple of years, things can change drastically in a very short period of time, right? I mean, the S&P 500 went down 7.5% basically in 1 month this year. Now, it came roaring back, luckily, but you don't want the market to go down 7.5% and then all of a sudden you need your money to put down on your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that also kind of brings up a point too, and a kind of a question. So, when you talk about savings, one thing that some clients do, and I don't always recommend this, but again, you know, what's your thoughts on this? If somebody has a 401k or a retirement savings account, a lot of times those 401ks will allow you to take a one-time deduction right. of mm-hmm. a certain amount for the purchase of a home without penalty. What are the thoughts? Because Emily, I'm assuming that with you working in, are you working right now, and are you saving in a 401k or a retirement account?
I am not yet.
Okay. Yeah, when you get the chance, take advantage of it. But yeah, he makes a good point with like a 401k or something like that. You can basically, you're loaning yourself your money,
right?
And the rates and the rates are pretty darn good when you're loaning yourself the money. So
yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
But, as always, I like to say there's more than one way to skin a cat, okay? So, you know, if ever you want to just talk to somebody about this, I'm more than happy. If you want to reach out, more than happy to talk to you about it. Won't cost you a thing. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no, thank you, Emily. Thanks for calling in, and great questions. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I was that young, I was thinking more about beer than saving money. So, God bless you. Well, Emily, listen, thanks for calling the Did You Know Real Estate Show, and you have a good weekend, okay? Oh, she left? Oh, shoot. Okay, sorry. She already
hung up. Thank you, Emily.
All right, thank you, Emily. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about renting versus buying, and we got some guest callers calling in a little later on, so we're kicking it off good here. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Santana, Oneness Tour 2026. The power, the energy. Come celebrate your favorite hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond with very special guest, the Doobie Brothers. June 17th, Riverbend Music Center. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Santana and Doobie Brothers, Oneness Tour 2026.
Or else forget about it.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes, including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit labarabouffe.com.
One word that I would have to describe Dr. Peck would be perfections. I didn't like pictures taken because I could see my smile was not very attractive. Basically, I'd gotten to the point where I was going to have dentures. And so that's when we started the long journey, despite the time, the effort, the money. I would do this over again. People at work say, your teeth really look nice. And I said, I know, don't they?
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Connie Birdwell, and I love my new smile.
Hot Rods Muscle Cars, classic cars and trucks. You gotta see all the cars and parts at the giant Springfield Swap Meet and Car Show the weekend of May 22nd and 23rd at the Clark County Fairgrounds in Springfield. Hundreds of vendors, hundreds of cars for sale, plus show cars. Find cool stuff for your car or truck at the Springfield Swap Meet and Car Show, the weekend of May 22nd to 23rd. Be sure to see the old-time dragsters, casters, and more. That's the Springfield Swap Meet and Car Show, Memorial Day weekend at the fairgrounds in Springfield. Visit OhioSwapMeet.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Again, if you would like to call in and talk to Art or me today about real estate financing, or if you just want to complain about the weather, 513-563-1480. And you know, it wouldn't be a Saturday if I didn't hear from my good friend Bob. So, hey, Bob, you are online too. So, Bob, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Sean, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, we're dry. I think it's about the best we can say.
I know you're giving some pretty good advice on real estate. Well, I want to talk about two things.
Sure.
I won't be long. One is that this fellow donated and walked away probably from $15 million or more of a 32-acre farm very close to St. X High School.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Inside city limits, including this old barn that we're having a fundraiser for on June 8th at the Ethos Art Collective in Mount Healthy that you're going to come to.
That is correct. It's in my calendar already. And I will be there. And St. X is where I went to high school.
There's going to be a fellow calling in. His name is Nick, and he is the manager of this farm, and he's part of Cardinal Land Conservancy, which now owns it and will protect it as it is the oldest farm, the only farm left in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
And maybe the oldest wooden building in Cincinnati, this old barn. So he's going to be calling in later today. He said he would.
Okay.
I think he will. And you can talk to him about what he does on the farm, because it's not just vegetables. There's some livestock there, too.
Oh, wow.
So that's the first thing. Number two is, so I mentioned before, I'm very proud of you for losing 50 pounds and keeping it off, which is, as you know, the hard part. So I'm reading a book.
It is.
Which I read about 15 years ago. It's Healthy at 100 by John Robbins.
Yeah, okay, Healthy at 100.
And anyway, he studies some cultures throughout the world. So I read this this one chapter a couple of days ago called Keeping Your Marbles. And he puts out a sentence that says, sadly, half, 50% of people over age 85 in the U.S. suffer from dementia.
Yeah.
I thought, 50%? That's kind of high. So I did a little research, and I found it's only about a third.
Okay.
Okay. But in the cultures he studies, it's virtually non-existent, even the people that are 90, 100 years old.
Sure.
Okay. So one last thing. And I've observed this in my friend Mike Fremont, whom I told you just turned 104 a few months
ago.
God
bless him.
That is a sense of humor. I think if you're older, you tend to get discouraged, can get grumpy.
Yeah.
You know, but if you can maintain humor, it's important. So here's a little thing that is in the book, and it was a letter written to George Burns, you know, the comedian, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was the, God. Yeah.
And he lived to 100, actually.
Yeah.
When George was in his 90s, he received a letter. And the lady wrote, my husband and I are senior citizens, and we still care about each other. Is it okay to make love in the 90s? George replies, I think it's best around 70 or 75. If it gets any hotter than that, I turn on the air conditioner.
Oh, God. Okay. That's hilarious. I love it.
My humor goes a long way. So, anyway. Back to your show, back to real estate, and wait for my call from my friend Nick. He's going to call in.
We'll be looking forward to it, Bob. And as always, thank you for checking in, my friend. We really appreciate it.
All right, you have a nice day.
All right, you too. Now, take care. Bye. Bye-bye. Well, I'll tell you what, man. That you know, he makes a great point about maintaining humor. You know, because even as crazy nuts as my life is right now, I still laugh at myself, and I still try to find a way to at least find a little bit of humor.
Oh, no, I think that's fantastic because everybody else is laughing at you, too. So that you join the crowd. Nice. No, I always say you should have a sense of humor. He didn't say whether it was a good sense of humor or a bad sense of humor, though. That was the problem. So.
Well, and the other, you know, and he was also talking about, you know, keeping your wits about you in your 80s. And I say, you know, don't throw that past my mom, man. My mom's 82 years old, and she is still sharp as a nail.
Yep, that's
good. You know, and can still kick my backside. So, you know, I'm not – yeah, yeah, I would never cross her. So, Mom, if you're listening out there, I love you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. And you know what? And mentioning St. X, I'm just gonna throw this out there real quick. A friend of mine from St. X, his name is Mark Motes. If you're a St. X alum out there, if you know Mark, keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He lost his mother yesterday, and Diane was an amazing human being. She was a wonderful woman. My mother and I actually had the pleasure of seeing Diane and Mark last August or September for a lunch, and we were able to, you know, sit and chat with her for a little while. So at least, you know, we had a chance to see her. But Mark, you know, if you are out there, if you are listening, or anybody from St. X, you know, we love you, Mark. My deepest condolences for the loss of your mother, and I hope that you know, God will pull you through this, knowing that, you know, your mom's in a much better place. So,
amen.
That being said, okay, well, and actually, Bob prefaced this, so it looks like Nick is on the line. So, hey, Nick, you are on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, sir. How are things out in the farmland?
It's wet.
I was going to say, yeah, we're sitting here in the studio and we're looking outside, and the clouds are pretty dark and the lightning is rolling in. So, but that's good.
I just heard a loud thunder crack a second ago. I'm actually at the farm right now.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, so now where? So you're out by St. X. Now, is it off North Bend Road? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is. It is on. It's on the corner, basically the corner of Winton and North Bend. We're actually right next to the Star 64 Tower.
No kidding. Okay. Well, because, you know, all right, because, you know, I went to St. X in my freshman, sophomore year. I mean, I would take the Metro bus. We came up that way. So, I came right past that. I just never knew that farm was there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so don't feel bad. We've had, last year we had roughly about 1,000 people that came through the farm, and none of them realized that the farm is here. So, it's a lot of people, when they drive by, they'll see there's a couple high tunnels you can kind of see from the road.
Yeah.
And they think it's pretty small, but it's actually 32 acres. The property goes from about a half mile back.
Oh my gosh. So it is a true working farm. What, like livestock?
Yes.
And what else is on there?
We lease 6 acres to a co-op called Our Harvest.
Okay.
And they grow roughly 40,000 to 45,000 pounds of produce on the property every year.
Oh my gosh!
And that's all distributed locally. So it's a CSA.
Okay.
So you can get pick up a subscription box or come to a number of farmers markets around the city and they buy their produce.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, we also have currently 6 head of cattle. We had a calf born. May 2nd.
Oh, that's great. 600 head. Wow, that's incredible. Oh, wow. And not too many people, know about.
There's only 6 of them.
Oh, 6. I thought you said 6. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, 600. We would need to be in Texas to have 600.
Sorry. I haven't drank enough coffee yet today, Nick. I apologize.
No, okay.
So what would you, so the farm's been operating for how long? I mean, what, 100, 200 years?
So it's at the Barr family who donated the farm. I know Bob mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in their family for 105 years.
Wow.
So Frederick Barr immigrated from Germany, and purchased the property in 1916. And then in 2021, Dale and Carol Barr, donated it to Cardinal Land Conservancy. So it'll stay a farm in perpetuity.
Thank goodness.
But the interesting thing is as we've own the property, we've done a lot of digging through records and stuff like that, and we've actually, the first mention of this property being a farm was in a will in 1804.
That is insane.
So
wow.
We've pretty much been a continuously working farm since Ohio's been a state.
Yeah, because Ohio was 1803. Yeah.
1803, yep.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Well, and Bob mentioned that you have an event coming up here pretty soon. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we're having a fundraiser to raise some money to restore our barn. So we had our barn dated through the College of Worcester has a lab called a dendrochronology lab, which okay. is kind of a fascinating science where they take samples from trees and beans, and they can date they can use those samples to date how old that sample is.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So the guy who Nick Weisenberg, who was the professor for there,
yeah.
he came down and took like 9 samples throughout the barn, and then ran all the analysis, and then came back with basically the barn was built in the spring of 1809.
That's incredible. Well, hey Nick, we got to take a quick break, but real yep. quick, what where can people find you?
The barn, the farm. CardinalLandConservancy.org.
CardinalLandConservancy.org. Okay.
You can learn about we have nature preserves that are open to the public, and you can learn more about the farm and all the other work we do.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, I will definitely get my make sure my listeners know that, and thank you so much for calling in. All right. So we got to take.
Thank you for having me.
You're
have
welcome.
A good day.
You too, Nick. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a special guest calling in. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDGO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Come see the event of the season. It's Summer Fair 2026. Shop over 300 artists and craftspeople from across the country displaying and selling their finest work, ranging from ceramics and sculpture to painting and photography. Enjoy local entertainers on our acoustic stage Saturday and Sunday. The Gourmet Food Court will offer a variety of food, desserts, and liquid libations. The Youth Arts Area is open for children of all ages to enjoy. Admission at the gate is still just $10, cash only, parking included. And remember, kids under 12 are free. Purchase single and multi-day tickets online at summerfair.org. Help support Summer Fair's mission of giving back to Greater Cincinnati's arts and artists. Friday, May 29th through Sunday, May 31st at Coney Island. Rain or shine.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 brake special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
There is a story in every piece of land. Let Bud Herbert Motors help you tell yours with a new John Deere compact tractor. John Deere One Family compact tractors have exclusive time-saving quick attach features like Auto Connect Drive over mower decks, quick park loaders, and iMatch rear hitch, all backed up by a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty. Don't speak tractor? That's okay. The sales professionals at Bud Herbert Motors have over 5 generations of experience. They can explain it all. Bud Herbert Motors, Cincinnati's hometown equipment dealer, online at BudHerbertMotors.com.
Brian Setzer, Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, The Stray Cats, U.S. Tour.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
August 10th, Rose Music Center at the Heights.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office.
Stray Cats Live. All right. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And before we went to break, we were just talking about a great event that's happening up near St. X High School at this farm with Cardinal Land Conservancy. And those of you that like events, know that we have a big event coming up next week for Memorial Day weekend, which is Taste of Cincinnati, and another great local event that always has a lot of people, but also has potential for a lot of problems. And when you look at some of the safety issues that are going on in the city right now, in fact, I think yesterday there was a shooting in Avondale, there was another shooting in Fairmount, and, you know, geez, crime and shootings are up 40% over last year, and, you know, it's kind of like, what's the point of doing all this, having these events, if, you know, if nothing's going to change? But someone that, you know, has the pulse of the city and, you know, trying to make some good change and trying to bring some awareness to everybody is my good friend Christopher Smitherman, former vice mayor of the city of Cincinnati. Christopher, are you on with us this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm right here with you.
All right. Are you inside and staying dry, my friend?
I am.
So are we.
I don't mind the rain.
Me neither. It's good for our grass and it's good for the plants. So, yeah. So what's your take on, I mean, two more shootings last night? I mean, my goodness, my friend, what the heck is going on here?
Well, you and I know, and we've talked about this before, you know, as the weather warmed, that the violence would continue to increase, you know, the concern of the shooting that happened on Fountain Square.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
26-year-old male dead on Fountain Square approximately a week ago.
Yeah.
So this is not expected. I think what surprises you and I and others is the city seems to not have this comprehensive plan to address the issue. So we're always kind of chasing the tail and not getting in front of the violence. I think the only action that I saw of recent, and I want to give the mayor and the council credit for saying, hey, we need to increase overtime opportunities to deal with the crime. But the problem with it is that the focus is only in District 1. It's only focused in downtown. There are 52 neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And so when you know, we're 200 officers light. And even if you put $25 million of overtime on the table, it doesn't necessarily mean, Sean, that you have staff or you have officers who can actually take the time. I mean, they have families. They have summer plans.
Right.
They're human beings. They've got things going on.
They have a
so
life.
This reaction that's coming from City Hall just seems to be more reactive and, yet again, doesn't get at a root problem, which is City Hall doesn't have a plan.
You know what, Chris, and I think you're absolutely correct. You know, you can also look at that by, you know, they were talking about, you know, these summer projects or these summer activities that they want for, to, you know, to try and promote for kids and keep them out of trouble. But, you know, they're not even going to keep the pools open as long as needed, right? They've cut that back. You know, I think the first thing, you know, and again, we've talked about this, is you've got a city hall that doesn't understand the fundamentals of fiscal responsibility, right? When you're when you're making all of these ridiculous settlements that don't need to be paid, when you're spending millions of dollars for, you know, for pieces of land that don't need to be bought, when you're spending millions of dollars to give to, you know, this music venue that, you know, that, oh, well, we'll get that investment back. Well, there's no guarantee you'll get that investment back. You're just, you know, taking the checkbook, opening it up, throwing money all over the place, and not putting it to where it needs to be. It needs to be in public safety. That's where it needs to be. And whether that means hire more police, whether that means get more cameras, more drones, you know, but, well, and then what we talk about, you know, the other side of it too. I mean, with the judges, right? So why can't we keep our judges accountable so that when you are someone that does something wrong, if you are put in front of a judge, the punishment needs to fit the crime. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're very right. You're very right. You know, when I served as the vice mayor and chair of law and public safety under Mayor John Cranley, we met monthly with all law enforcement partners in the room at the same time. This is absolutely the truth, Sean.
Yeah.
So that was the prosecutors, that was the ATF, the sheriff's department. I'm just giving examples of this.
Sure.
You know, Joe Dieter's always sent somebody to this meeting that we had at City Hall so that we could all be on the same page about where the hot spots are and how we needed to move our assets in order to keep citizens safe. So I'm raising this before you, because if I were the mayor right now,
you should
and the
be.
Governor was willing to give help, that would have already happened.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's no way I would be turning away help and have crime spiking the way it's happening right now. And that tells you a lot, right? Because there is a partner out there saying, I want to help. The other thing that I would have been doing, which we did, is we coordinated with the sheriffs. So we made sure the sheriffs understood. So the places that they could patrol that allowed our officers to free up time or geographical areas so they could focus on other spots when they were on their shifts, we did that kind of coordination. And the last point is that when we caught somebody with a gun, we all agreed what those charges. We held those people accountable when you were committing a crime in a city with a gun. And we made sure that the prosecutor's office understood the interest of the city. None of that is happening because the mayor and the council really have a soft-on-crime policy or a reimagine the police or defund the police, whatever that culture is, that they really have an emphasis on how do we, and I'm not exaggerating here, how do we protect the criminal and not necessarily protect the citizen, the law-abiding citizen in the 52 neighborhoods?
Well, and Chris, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, what makes me, you know, I mean, I want to come down for Taste of Cincinnati. I want to come down to Reds or Bengals games. But, you know, anymore, it's like I feel like I have to have my, you know, head on a swivel, you know, because, if I'm coming down there by myself, you know, I don't know if someone's going to jump out from behind a wall. In fact, Art and I were talking here about, he's got Bengals tickets for this game that's coming up on New Year's Eve. And he's like, I ain't coming down here for that.
I've been a season ticket holder for almost 20 years. And as soon as they announced that we were playing the Ravens on New Year's Eve, I was like, won't be going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not even, it's not even a question. No, I'm not going.
So, and you have a city right now that's staring down, what, a $40 million deficit? And you've got, you know, here you got a patron of the Bengals who won't come down to spend money to help, you know, flip some of that. So do you think this will ever get to sit in the minds of the mayor and the council that maybe we need to do something different?
I don't think it's unfortunate. I don't think until one of our major corporate partners downtown says they're going to move out. Like, it's going to take something to really shock them.
Yeah.
To me, we're on the pathway of where Detroit was or where Chicago is. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, no. I really feel like this council and this mayor they've really taken their eye off the ball, and they're allowing youth to run parts of our city. And that's what you're articulating. I don't want to go to a game. I don't want to go downtown. I don't want to take the chance that I'm going to be jumped or there's going to be some teen takeover in downtown, and I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I get my clock knocked. You know, nobody wants that. You know, I'm almost 60 years old, dude. I just can't take someone kicking me in my head. And then you see these people go before a judge. No one knows what those young people or those young adults or whoever are going to be charged with. I mean, what their sentences are going to be. Meaning, we're talking a year ago. That's going to be interesting to see those people who pled guilty.
Oh yeah.
How will they ultimately be treated? But at the end of the day, the mayor keeps saying it's our perception. Downtown is safe. You know, you as a realtor know that properties are probably staying on the market a little longer at OTR.
Yeah, they are.
Prices are being cut right now. And it's not just because of the economy. It's because people are viewing downtown as an unsafe place.
Correct.
And that is causing, like, a ripple effect as far as people like yourself who are marketing the city, marketing property.
Well, you know, you're 100% correct, and again, that also takes away tax revenue. That also takes away consumerism, because if people are selling and moving out of the city, and people aren't moving into the city, you know, again, your $40 million deficit. Well, you know, you're not attacking it. You're not doing those things to, you know, make that deficit go away. You're spending money, not protecting the city, not giving that perception that the city. You know, they say the city's safe, but that, you know, what perception's reality for all of us out here. You know, the mayor can spin it any way he wants. And, you know, he reads from the political Ebonics dictionary daily. you know, and it's not resonating with a majority of people. So yeah, you're 100% correct, Chris. Yeah.
You know, my father.
Even, one of the things that we did, John Cranley and I, when we were serving, and this is something that's free. It's how do you increase the morale of your officers? Well, you go to roll calls.
Mm-hmm.
You do ride-alongs.
Yeah.
You go to their graduations when there's a graduation class that's happening. You make sure you're meeting with the command staff and you're listening to them. You sit down, you listen to what their ideas are on how to curb crime. Like, there's a constant communication between your office, and I'm not talking about just the command staff. I'm talking rank and file.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than getting in a cruiser over a weekend and spending that time with officers in the districts, finding out what's going on, and they then send that message because the officers have to know that you have their back.
Amen.
Like, when they get into a crazy situation, that City Hall will back them up. Right now, there's this sense that if they get into something, right, they're going to lose their job, they're going to lose their reputation, maybe even their families, because City Hall won't back them up. And I'll just emphasize here, we had an officer who was run over, right, by a citizen because their son the day before had a gun and a stolen car.
Larry Henderson.
And an officer had to make that decision and take a life. And so officers know here that their lives are on the line every day. Just if they're in uniform doing traffic control at a UC graduation, what do you think they're thinking when they're downtown at night and there's some kind of teen takeover and how those young people are interfacing with them, knowing that their mayor and most likely all nine members of council don't have their back? They could change that just by increasing the morale of our officers. It doesn't cost them anything, but it takes everything to change the culture of how City Hall views our law enforcement.
You know, and Chris, that is an outstanding message. And, you know, I hope that my listeners out there can get this down, or even if someone from City Hall is listening, I hope that they take that message to heart, because you are absolutely correct. You know, things have to change. I mean, you know, we are, you know, summer is, a breath away. I keep hope, I keep faith, but you never know.
Yeah, I can hear my father speaking in the background from when I was in high school on. Any kind of similar situation, anything kind of like that, the three words he would use is leadership. And that was his
answer.
And he is dead on.
Amen. I mean,
it's all about leadership. And, you know, we just went through an election. And, you know, why did we vote for certain individuals? You know, and it's like, was it because of leadership or was it because of something else?
Yep. So. Well, hey, Chris.
Well, I know we're going to close out, but let me just give a plug for Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yes, please. Go right
governor.
Ahead.
I'm supporting him. Leadership, leadership, leadership. Okay, I do not want to see the state of Ohio change the direction so dramatically going with the other team. So
amen.
I support Vivek Ramaswamy. We need to make sure that Ohio votes for him to be the next governor. I think it's just a critical race.
Mm-hmm.
We see what's happening in places like Toledo and Columbus, and we're talking about in the inner cities and our urban cores, and we've got to have the right person serving in that state of this great state of Ohio, and that's why I'm supporting Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
Well, Chris, that's a great message, and thank you much, and I totally 100% agree with you, my friend. So
you take care,
be safe out there, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
America's band, the Beach Boys, celebrate 250 years of the USA. Live, the Beach Boys. On
August 12th at PNC Pavilion. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and the PNC Pavilion box office. Celebrate 250 years with America's original, The Beach Boys. Saluting 60 years of Pet Sounds.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-5671. 800-989-5671. 800-989-5671. That's 800-989-5671.
Hear what customers are saying.
What a wonderful hidden away spot. Nestled down a hallway, this little nook is almost like a speakeasy. Blink and you could miss the front door. You are greeted by low ceilings covered in copper cups and toy trains. There is a roaring fireplace in the middle that divides the two rooms. And the whole bar is about the size of your mom's basement. And it's perfect.
The Blind Lemon, open 7 nights a week. Live music 7 nights a week. The Blind Lemon, 936 Hatch, Mount Adams.
How does your company attract new customers? WDJO sponsors get long-lasting results from advertising with us. Other radio or TV stations may bury your message in a break of a dozen or more spots. WDJO's shorter breaks helps put your business front and center so your message gets heard. Our advertisers return year after year because advertising on WDJO works. Let us show you how your business can benefit from advertising on WDJO. Call Gary Stevens at 513-421-1480 and get WDJO selling for you.
All right. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Wanted to thank all of my callers calling in today. Bob, Nick, Chris Smitherman, and Emily, thank you all for calling. And we're not done yet. We have another caller. And Annie, you are on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Any better, I'd be in sunlight right now. It's a little rainy. But how's your Saturday morning going?
It's going pretty well. Just feeding the baby, which is what my question will be about.
Oh, okay. Well, how can we help you?
So my husband and I just had a baby. He's 8 weeks.
Congratulations.
And we're starting to think about like saving for him.
Oh, this is you, Art.
And we were just wondering like what the best method of doing that would be. Would it be like a 529 plan or like a minor Roth or just like a joint account earmarked for him? Like, we're looking for suggestions.
Yeah, great question. And I'm about to get in trouble here. I am personally not a big fan of 529 plans. I think they're expensive. I think the options are not good enough and things like that. So there's your answer on the 529 plan. Someone will disagree with me. But no, I mean, you know, your baby's greatest asset is time, right? I mean, you're talking, you can start very small and be consistent about it and put it away. You know, if you want to do a custodial account or something like that, yeah. You know, I was actually doing, if you put $100 away per month for the next 18 years, you'll have roughly $55,000 if you invest in the S&P 500. No guarantee, but you should have about 50. That's a big number at 18 years old. You can, whatever that child decides to do, that's a nice starting place for someone who's 18 years old. So, yeah. But, you have some options. There's a lot of options out there to help you save on taxes and things like that. But, honestly, I like the flexibility of just opening a custodial account or opening up an individual account and just earmark it for the child. So, but once again, the biggest thing is put it in there, consistently put it in there, and don't touch it.
Great. Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Hey.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good luck with that new baby. Very happy for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Annie. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Okay, let's also, we have another question for Art. We have Steve on line three. Steve, you're on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. It's been a busy morning here. I love all these callers. Thanks for calling in. What's your question for Art?
So my parents recently passed on and left me a modest inheritance, I guess I'll say. It's not life-changing money, maybe, but maybe it is. It's about $50,000. I'm not sure what to do with it. My house is paid off. What do you recommend I do with this inheritance?
If you don't mind me asking, how's your credit card debt? How's your debt?
This would definitely take care of that. I have about $10,000 in debt.
So here's the thing. No one can compete with credit card interest rates, right? So I don't care if it's 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%. You can't compete with that. So get rid of the credit card debt as fast as you can, okay? Once you get that taken care of, keep it away, and then invest it. So, you know, if you whatever number. If you have $20,000, you got $10,000 in debt, pay off the credit card debt and take the other 10 and invest it. And again, there's a lot of layers to this onion, but invest it and depending on what your goals are. If your goals are a little more short-term, intermediate term, or long-term, that will determine how you invest it. But that's a great question. Sorry about your parents.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, the biggest thing I tell people is make sure you get that debt taken care of, because you just can't compete against it. So is that helpful?
That is helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Yeah, appreciate that. Well, it's always good to have a financial advisor. You know, whenever I talk to buyers, I always, say, hey, do you have a financial advisor? And if I don't, I give them your number. I try and find somebody that they can work with, because, saving for the future. I mean, as the economy keeps going up and down, up and down, up and down, and it's going to do that yearly, right. It's always good to have something saved up for that rainy day like today. So
100%.
So, but one thing that, we talked about this, and we've got a couple minutes here, but I talked about at the beginning of the show, renting versus buying. So let's talk a little bit about, transitioning from renting to owning. It's not a sprint. It's a well-planned stroll through Eden Park. And here are the practical steps that people need to take. Number one is fix your finances and your mindset. Lenders in 2026 are looking for stability. Before you even look at a kitchen island, check your credit score, which I mentioned. You don't need a perfect 800, but a solid score will get you a much better interest rate. So one thing that is a good tip here is don't open new credit cards or buying new cars 6 months before you plan to buy. Lenders hate financial noise right before your mortgage application. Now, and we talked about this, is getting pre-approved. Shopping for a home without a pre-approval letter is like going to Findlay Market without a wallet. You can look, but you can't buy. A pre-approval tells you exactly what you can afford and shows sellers you're serious. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the terminology, check out your first-time home buyer's guide to get the basics down, and that's where I was talking about that on NerdWallet. Tackle the down payment myth, okay? A lot of people will say, I need 20% down, right? No, that is 100% wrong. While 20% is great because it removes private mortgage insurance, most first-time buyers in Cincinnati are putting down 3.5% to 5%. In 2026, we are seeing fantastic success with the Welcome Home Program, which offers grants up to $20,000 for qualified buyers that can be a total game changer for a renter who has the income but hasn't quite saved up the massive lump sum yet. So there are some great tips to get you started if you're renting. Again, remember, it's a sprint, not a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But if you have questions and if you're renting and you're thinking about buying, give me a call, 513-227-4284. Art, how can people find you?
Phone number, 513-377-8285. Also on that interweb, www.jarvisglobalinvestments.com.
Awesome. Well, hey, this was a great show today. Again, I want to thank all of my callers for calling in today. Nick, Bob, Emily, Steve, Christopher, if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. But Art, thank you again for being here. We'll catch you again in another couple months.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Next week, we will be on with the musical insurance guy, Gary Rasmussen from Farmers Insurance. So everyone go out and enjoy your Saturday. Have a good weekend and stay dry. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll see y'all next week. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.